It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We talked last week about the disproportionate number of black men behind bars, nearly 10% of young African-American males. Anne in Minneapolis emailed us her story. My son, a 27-year-old African-American man, is coming home from prison for a drug-related offense, and I can tell you this is right on. The hard part of the sentence begins when you get home. Good luck finding a job, a place to live, going to school, or doing anything to get on a positive path. He will be living in my basement, and we will all be hoping for the best. So many black men in their 20s in prison is not acceptable. There is clearly systemic discriminatory practices happening here. Other listeners, though, disagreed, including Karen Walsh in Michigan. We are not picking on these men because of the color of their skin, but because they broke the law. Many of you also emailed your stories about non-traditional college students, anyone who doesn't head to campus right after high school and graduate in 4 years. Steve Jordan teaches in Pennsylvania. At my institution, there are very few non-traditional students. I miss them. They offer wisdom and perspective that a privileged, homogeneous, residential undergraduate population would otherwise not experience. Non-traditional students shake up the assumptions of their younger classmates and often make them intellectually uncomfortable, a state that can lead to real learning. I hope my institution finds ways to bring more non-traditional students to campus. Right now, they're discouraged by residency requirements and limits to the number of semesters students can spend on campus. Of course, many older students never step foot on campus. Jeff Dillon is a 35-year-old father, full-time employee, and non-traditional college student in Denver. I've never met anyone I attend school with. All classes are conducted online. This requires that I be self-motivated. This also affords me the opportunity to travel for work and not miss any classes. If it were not for the technology allowing me to do this, I would not be able to continue my education. Finally, after the recall of more than a half billion eggs, we talked about how to avoid salmonella poisoning and whether our eggs are safe. Many of the basics are the same. Cook them well, don't lick bowls or spoons, use pasteurized eggs. And one question we didn't get to appeared in the Wall Street Journal today. Are our flu vaccines at risk? Many vaccines are grown in chicken eggs. But vaccine makers and the FDA told a reporter for the journal that they use their own suppliers and they test every lot of vaccine. In other words, the salmonella outbreak should have no effect on the flu vaccines this fall. You can find some of the other questions and answers on the salmonella outbreak at our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the program and how to get in on the conversation. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And this correction just in from Richard in North Little Rock. During today's Sacred Spaces segment, I heard a caller say the Little Rock Central High School is closed. This is not so. The school is open. We thank him for that. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, April Failing, Priska Neely, Dahlia Martinez, Ben Temshin, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also produces our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. I'm Neil Conan, National Public Radio News in Washington.